Mac Minutes Podcasts, episode 228 for Sunday, August 6th. Apple Card savings account by Goldman Sachs reaches over $10 billion in deposits. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder coming to you from the Sea Level Mountain community of Anchorage, Alaska, amongst the scenic backdrop of the Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Today's podcast will tell you about Apple's announcement Wednesday, August 2nd, that Apple Card's high-yield savings account offered by Goldman Sachs has reached over $10 billion in deposits from users since launching in April. Let's go to the show and learn more about this feature available on Apple devices. Savings enables Apple Card users to grow their daily cash rewards with a savings account from Goldman Sachs, which offers a high yield APY of 4.15%. Jennifer Bailey, Apple's Vice President of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, said, quote, "With each of the financial products we've introduced, we've sought to reinvent the category with our users' financial health in mind. That was our goal with the launch of Apple Card 4 years ago, and it remained our guiding principle with the launch of savings. With no fees, no minimum deposits, and no minimum balance requirements, savings provides an easy way for users to save money every day, and we're thrilled to see the excellent reception from customers, both new and existing," end of quote. Since the launch of savings, 97% of savings customers have chosen to have their daily cash automatically deposited into their account, enabling users to easily establish and continue cultivating healthy savings habits. There is no limit on how much daily cash users can earn, and to build on their savings even further, users can deposit additional funds into their savings account through a linked bank account or from their Apple Cash balance. The savings account from Goldman Sachs builds on the financial health benefits that the award-winning Apple Card already offers. Built into wallet on iPhone, Apple Card has transformed the credit card experience by simplifying the application process, eliminating all fees, encouraging users to pay less interest, providing the privacy and security users expect from Apple, and offering daily cash on every purchase. Echoing Apple's comments, Liz Martin, Goldman Sachs Head of Enterprise Partnerships, said, quote, "We are very pleased with the success of the savings account as we continue to deliver seamless, valuable products to Apple Card customers. With a shared focus on creating a best-in-class customer experience that helps consumers lead healthier financial lives," she finished. Users can easily set up and manage their savings account directly from Apple Card in Wallet. To get started from accessing Apple Card from the Wallet app, users can tap More, select Daily Cash, tap Set Up Savings, and follow the on-screen instructions. That is how you do it. Once set up, users will also have access to an easy-to-use savings dashboard in Wallet where they can conveniently track their account balance and interest over time. Additionally, they can withdraw funds through the savings dashboard by transferring them to a linked bank account or to their Apple Card account. Mac Minutes Podcast will cover Apple stories of interest and anxiously awaiting the fall launches and more information about the new operating system software for Apple devices. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes post host webpage is located online at macminutes.blurry.net, and we have posted photos of the screenshots on the website. We also have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. And you can get dates of our future meetings at that website. As I said, Mac Minutes is on social media, including X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, and a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook for free. You can provide input, take part in discussion about special events like the upcoming new operating systems, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and Spotify. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast for more Apple news. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.